AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A strong earthquake has killed at least 95 people in western China near Mount Everest.
Chinese media reporting at least 130 others injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake registered magnitude 7.1, while China recorded it as 6.8. The epicenter is about 50 miles northeast of Mount Everest, which straddles the border. The area, which is seismically active, is where the India and Eurasia plates clash and cause uplifts that can be strong enough to change the heights of Himalayan peaks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New Orleans held its first parade leading up to Mardi Gras, less than a week after a pickup truck driver struck and killed 14 people in the French Quarter. Amber Constant is nervous about Mardi Gras season.
Hopefully they have a lot more NOPD out there and they're guarding everything. I'm pretty scared of these things happening again. But hopefully it's better this time.
The Super Bowl will be held in New Orleans next month. South Korea's anti-corruption agency says it received a new court warrant to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol after its previous attempt was blocked by the Presidential Security Service last week. The White House's President Biden is establishing two new national monuments in California that will honor Native American tribes. The Pentagon says it transferred 11 Yemeni men to Oman this week after holding them for more than two decades without charge at the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. More snow and bitter cold temperatures are expected in the east and the south. Michael Lippin organized a big snowball fight in Washington, D.C.
You know how rare it is to get decent snowfall in D.C., so you want to have some fun with it. If it snowed here every year and a lot every year, you know, people get tired of this kind of stuff very fast.
Also, ice and snow blanketed major roads in Kansas, western Nebraska, and parts of Indiana. This is AP News. Minneapolis approved an agreement with the federal government in response to the death of George Floyd.
It will require reforms within the city's police department under long-term court supervision. The city council unanimously approved the agreement known as a consent decree. The Justice Department issued a scathing critique of the city's police in 2023, alleging that they systematically discriminated against racial minorities. During his first administration, President-elect Donald Trump was critical of consent decrees as anti-police, finalizing the Minneapolis agreement before he returns to office on January 20th makes it harder for Trump to challenge the deal because changes require court approval. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A three-year-old boy is the fourth person to die from injuries in a massive explosion of fireworks on New Year's Eve in Honolulu. A doctor and six others faced long recoveries in Arizona, where they were sent to be treated for severe burns. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.